Welcome to the Alan Brazil Lockdown Winecast. Here we go. Hello, how are you out there? Oh, I've had to come in from the sun. It is beautiful. We have around 25, 26 out on the Suffolk border. And do you know what? The sky is so blue. It's stunning, stunning. So next door came round. Well, not came round, came to our sort of border and said, shall we have some little glass and catch up? Distancing, of course. And out came the Rosie, very nice. There was a little bit of Whispering Angel in there. There was a little bit of a Deirdre as well. By the way, our stocks are low. They are low. But next door, like a glass, they've got a nice cellar next door. Anyway, they could tell. They said, barbecue. And I said, yeah. One or two of the family are coming round. But we're very lucky because we have so many different gardens here. On my left, there's a lovely big wall, and the kids can be that side of the garden, well away from them, and just say hello, and I can barbecue and chuck the buns, the burgers, the meat, the steaks. And today, we're going to do some ribeye. So I looked at what we've got left, and trust me, when you've got three daughters like I've got, Le Poisson sisters, they love a glass of wine. And when they leave, they always say, Dad, can we take a bottle or a couple? Yeah, go on you go. Well, stocks are low. Anyway, I found this one, and this is a beauty. It's a lovely claret, okay? It's called Chateau Ramafort. It's Northern Medoc, and this is the sort of the heart of the left bank of Bordeaux, the wine countryside, down there on the left-hand side of Paris. It's an hour's drive north of Bordeaux City. Of course, good football team down there. And when you fly back from Spain or Portugal, you probably fly over. The pilot very often says, look to your right, you know, beautiful city of Bordeaux. And it is. And of course, it's France's wine capital, which is set on the river Charonne. And Bordeaux City itself is full of them. It's beautiful brasseries, lovely restaurants and bars, avenues and building. It's a great place to live, by the way. Beautiful. When visiting Bordeaux, you either stay in the city, and then you head out to the vineyards in daytime. But a lot of people like to head out to the vineyards themselves, where it's very, very quiet, but stunning and beautiful, just beautiful cheeses, the lovely, you know, the raw meats you get there to accompany the wine. It's beautiful. The Chateau Bordeaux are very welcoming and well-organized as France's biggest wine region, and it's the most commercial, but also in many cases, most prestigious. It's beautiful. I love champagne, don't get me wrong, but this definitely competes with champagne. So what about this wine then? It's a beautiful, I tell you what, you just smell it. It is, and it just goes down an absolute treat. So the Chateau, the Ramfort there, long embraced a policy of, beautiful, sustainable agriculture, not only to preserve the natural environment, but more importantly, to allow Mother Nature's influence to be fully expressed in every vintage they produce, right? So we're talking, it's top class, but not, we're not talking 40, 50 pound a bottle, are we? You know what I mean? So location, it's the communion of Blagnan, and it's in the Medoc region, okay? And it's just, if you've heard of Saint-Estèphe, it's 5 miles northwest of Saint-Estèphe, okay? Average vine age around 30 years, because, by the way, where I live in Suffolk, there's a few sort of vineyards popping up, okay? It's not new to England, because our soil is very close to Champagne. I don't know about Bordeaux, but our soil is the nature of the soil is similar to Champagne, and they're springing up. And I've asked a wine expert friend of mine, what do you reckon? If I was to say do 3 acres, I went, yeah, for a beautiful hobby, and you could, if you're really into it, and you keep most of it for yourself, I went, well, that would be the case. By the way, it takes you 3 years before you see anything, but wouldn't that be a nice hobby, because we get so much sunshine here, not a lot of rain? So I'm thinking about it, okay, just thinking about it. So anyway, the Chateau is built atop a fairy tale 13th century estate, Chateau Ramafort, has consistently produced the finest Medoc And it really is top class. Over the last, 300 years, they have Cabernet Sauvignon growing in the gravel-based soil, Merlot growing in its limestone clay-based soil. Remember I told you about the limestone clay-based soil? We spoke about Clavin over in New Zealand. So this is a bit the same, okay? Chateau Romafort's unique, the ground, Terroir, beautiful, delivers rich the soil and completes wines with a minimum intervention that you have sort of accrued prestige wines around the world. So we're talking about, in terms of land and the variety of the soil, it is absolutely top class. I think it was 1995 was the first Medoc vineyard to win the Coupe de Cru Bourgogne. And the vintages, if you're looking, if you're into that, listen, I like to drink wine on a daily basis, but if you want to put away today, vintages from 2005 to 2010 are currently being enjoyed in over 40 countries around the world, which is, you know, it's, Bordeaux is a bit special, isn't it? There's no doubt about it. So anyway, we're going to have a little bit of a barbecue. I was just looking at some pictures. I like to look at the pictures of the chateau. Wow, it is absolutely stunning. And have you ever thought about that, especially with lockdown at the moment and when we fly again? Don't get me wrong, I want to get back to Portugal, to Spain, to the Greek islands. I spoke to you about beautiful Paros, right in the southern tip between Santorini, down there, right on the tip. Mykonos, a lot of people would know Mykonos. So between Mykonos and Santorini, we have Paros, which is stunning. And remember I told you about Antiparos, the Whispering Angel. I couldn't believe we found Whispering Angel down there, which of course is Provence. So Provence is south coast, right in the bottom. This Bordeaux is sort of up on the west. It's beautiful. But I've just had a couple of glasses, and it is stunning, stunning. Bordeaux, if ever you want to travel through France, because I'm going to do that this year, again, rather than jump the plane, I think we're going to go through the Channel Tunnel. You could take the boat over to Dieppe or whatever from the southern tip of England. But no, I'm going to go through the tunnel. I'm going to drive down. I've got to have a little bit of champagne. I have to, because I just can't pass it. And then hang a right and get over towards Bordeaux. Troyes, you head for. Down to Bordeaux. We're going to have a couple of days down in Bordeaux. And then I'm going to head down to Spain via Madrid. So a nice little trip coming up. Football-wise, Saint-Étienne, I've explained before. We played, that's down near Lyon, which they would use so many of the Bordeaux classics in their bars, brasseries, down in Lyon, not too far away. But Bordeaux itself, a couple of players I used to know down there played. Fantastic city, fantastic football as well. And it's worth a try, right? So Reds, I was always a white person. I liked, when I was really going for it, Montrachet, beautiful. Or a Chablis. You remember you used to go into some of the restaurants, you thought you'd made it, and you think, I'll have a Petit Chablis, I'll have a Chablis. Then it's Montrachet, but Montrachet's really, really rich. This is not. This one is just absolutely, with a bit of red meat, it's beautiful. Chateau Ramafort, the Medoc, is gorgeous. The Bordeaux 2010, it really is stunning in Bordeaux. So listen, try. It's under 20 quid. I'm trying my hardest to get wines for you that are not like 40, 50 quid. Do you know what I mean? But what we're going to talk about as well, I made a couple of calls over the past few days, because I don't know about you, but I'm trying to watch football. In fact, I watched the other night a rerun on BBC Scotland of 1982, Scotland against the USSR. A guy called Blokhin played for the Russians at the time, but it wasn't just Russia, it was the whole of the Soviet states. And I couldn't believe, I was playing a bit of poker, put the telly on because somebody told me to watch it. And as I put it on, I thought I've missed most of it. With about 22 minutes to go, there I was warming up to come on with Danny McGrain. And I'm not saying I've changed a lot, but Jesus, that was an eye-opener. Because in those days, I was fit as a flea. But it was great. And I've taped that for the grandkids who are around today. So it's going to be beautiful. It's hot and sunny. Maybe you shouldn't have the red. Maybe you should have a nice rosé or a nice white. But I'm telling you now, you try this. Chateau Ramafort 2010, under 20 quid. You'll know what I mean. With a little bit of lamb, especially a ribeye with that beautiful fat running through it, and you have this wine, you will say, thank you, Alan. Have a great day. Tony, please, music maestro.